brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR, 1460 AM, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Good morning, 705, Carl and Linda Bott, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, sweetie pie.
That's right. We're on fire today. You know why? It's Rodeo Week.
It's Rodeo Week, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning to you.
Yeah, get back on the phone now.
Hey. Well, we always know, okay, yesterday, for those of you who tuned in, you witnessed on the airwaves the robbery that came down at Cornerstone Bank.
From inside the bank. Talking to people during the robbery. Getting involved in the shootout outside as the two culprits escaped.
How funny to have John Bastiani here talking about guns. Sam Perez called and we said, we got to put you off until a later date, because we got a bank robbery going on.
No, Sam called, but it was his people got, we just said we're going to have to cut you off a little bit earlier, but for somehow they got the time screwed up when I was talking to two of them. But here's the clue about the bank robbery. You ready?
Yes, please. Okay,
let's see. Do it.
Well, here's what we have in front of us. The strangers have been caught, of course, and that was Tom Basenko and Jim Pope. So, but here's the clue or the riddle. A bridge is in play. It's golden too. The drive is too long. There's a better way for a few.
Ta-da. Okay. All right. Well, let's do like we do Monday through Friday of every week. Let's listen to our Market Minute with our Wells Fargo advisors today, Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, good morning. Well, we have positive markets this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 40 points at 15,132, while the NASDAQ's up 13 at 3,452, and the S&P 500's up 7 at 1,640. Oil's down 30 cents a barrel at $94.87, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.1%. Gold's down $8.40 this morning at $1,425, while silver's down 42 cents at $23.28 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Cisco Systems is up a penny at $21.28, Microsoft's up 3 dimes at $33.10, and Kimberly-Clark's up 62 cents at $104.33. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive, their offices, or give them a call at 530-243-7561 for the best advice about what's happening in Wall Street.
Hey, Carl, tell us who our guests are today.
Okay, today we should be having Asphalt Cowboys. We should be having the Reading Rodeo Association with a couple of their bloggers
on the show. That'll be great.
And then, of course, we have Debbie Sprague, who's going to be talking about her book, A Stranger in My Bed. This is really, you know what, I urge everybody to listen to this. This is, and even participate. This is a lady whose husband came back from Vietnam. And the when she says, A Stranger in My Bed, how a family copes and how it handles and the steps it takes to combat PTSD and not let it ruin your family. And it's a wonderful book, and the people are, she is, so good at, you know, when she explains this and how they handled this. But it's a one of a kind book. It's coming out soon on a major publisher, and we've got a chance to talk to the author here before it really hits. Weather.
Currently 67 degrees in the downtown studios. Looks like we're going to have around 90 degrees today. A few clouds tonight with 61. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. We'll have a little bit more of a forecast in just a moment. You're holding a couple things in your hands there. What's that?
I have the Sirs in papers. Retirement. Or Sons in Retirement, the Sirs Brunch tomorrow. It's Ladies' Day at the Elks Lodge. It starts at 11 o'clock. This is a buffet lunch at noon, and we have two tickets for that. They're $13 a piece, but this is for free. And this is a group of guys that get together, and they're going to have a musical interlude there. They're going to have speakers, and it's a good time they have. It's a good group of men. So if you'd like to go to the Sons in Retirement, the Sirs Luncheon, like I say, these are $13 a piece tickets. It's at the Elks Lodge tomorrow. Tomorrow's Ladies' Day. And it starts at 11 a.m. Give us a call at 605-4567. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to start talking about a lot of things. How's that working on the first day of the Record Searchlight on Radio.com going subscription only? How do you think that's working? We'll be right back.
Time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up, it's rodeo week.
Hi folks, Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 14th. How you doing? This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. And this definitely is a great place where you get an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural foods, supplements, health, and beauty products. And they are the North State's nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, that's 221 Locust Street in Reading. Carl, I wanted to, I know you've got, we got a lot of things on our list today, but there are a couple things I want to discuss with you that had to do with history. Okay. And I knew that you would really appreciate this. Three very small ships, Susan Constant, Godspeed, and Discovery, sailed across the ocean blue from Plymouth, England, to a place the ship's crew and passengers called Jamestown on this day in 1607. If you've ever been to today's Jamestown and had the chance to climb around the restored ships, you would wonder how many, we talk about this, could have survived the historic ship.
These are little boats.
So the hardy group of Virginia Company settlers was chartered by England King James I, therefore the name Jamestown, Virginia.
In Jamestown, did it thrive?
The group was led by Captain John Smith of Pocahontas fame and Christopher Newport. What they call some places Newport.
Newport, Rhode Island.
Jamestown was the first permanent English settlement in as what is now the United States. It became the capital of Virginia and remained so through 1699. Now, why is Virginia such a prominent?
It always has been. It's always been a prominent state. It's called the state is the mother of presidents. I think like 7 presidents were born in Virginia.
And you were born in?
West Virginia. I was close. Which meant I could be vice president, which is worth a bucket of spit. Okay.
All right. I had to just get that out. I thought that was a fun way to start the morning.
Okay. You know what? Here's some good things. Well, first of all, the Record Searchlight went into their first day of a paywall where you're going to have to pay to read the paper. And I tried it. And they're right. That paywall is working really good. But one thing I did notice is that the comments seem to be way down. Where there'd be any type of editorial like the one that Bruce Ross wrote about the IRS being going after certain groups, conservative groups, and going after them to keep them from getting their 501s, or they're targeting them because it had Tea Party, conservative nations, changing things. And then as we're finding, people were saying to begin with, it was just at a lower level in Iowa. Well, it's not true. It's gone all the way up to the highest people in the IRS that knew about it over a year ago. And they were targeting them during the election time. And of course, Obama says, I didn't know anything about it, that, this was bad. Well, it is bad. This is extremely bad. And again, it's another something that's indicative of his administration where he didn't know about Benghazi either. Oh, I didn't know about Benghazi. Well, who did know about Benghazi? Jay Leno last night. They showed Obama and the British Prime Minister at a press conference, and this woman says, so why were the talking points changed at the White House concerning Benghazi? And it shows Obama looking at her, and then Hillary Clinton drives up on a motorcycle, he jumps on behind her, and she drives off.
Oh!
I mean, come on. But this is it. This is what you're getting, my friends. This is Benghazi, it's the IRS, you're finding more and more and more that's happening, and people are starting to, people ought to be asking, our government, why is, it's targeting us. And if the liberals don't think it can't happen to them, look back at Nixon. It did happen. Remember how, oh my God, they're targeting, people are going against Nixon, he's a crook. Well, Obama is targeting, his people are targeting the American public. And not only that, the Justice Department just went after the AP, went after a reporter, seized all the telephone records to see where the reporting came from in this. So can you say First Amendment? Because you know what? If you're not seeing a trend here, then you are missing the whole enchilada. We're going to take a quick break. We have some people waiting to get on. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys to suit up for rodeo week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the lone stranger and sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is street dance, chili cook-off, and quick draw contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is kitty parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's rodeo parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up and it's Rodeo Week.
Hi, folks. Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 2 locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindebot, 7:21 in the morning. In this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, competitive prices, senior and veterans discounts. Locally owned, family operated. All this in Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. That's 365-3793. Gordon Bach.
I am here.
Top Hand for 2012 for the Asphalt Cowboys.
And you were there yesterday for the ho-ho hold-up?
I was.
Were you scared?
Oh, horribly scared. They usually come in and make a calamity out of our efforts to catch them, and once again, they did and got away.
It sounded like a calamity.
And I was inside, of course, talking to Cowboys and the ladies working there at the bank.
Mostly the ladies working there at the bank.
I saw that.
I was talking to the Cowboys too.
He was verklempt.
It was a lot of feathers there. yesterday. And I noticed that when they came in, it was like everybody was in awe. And then they went outside, and then it was like, oh my gosh, they're robbing the bank, and y'all started shooting. They jumped into that high speed bike.
Rickshaw
to get away, which immediately left you all in the dust as you were running around in circles shooting. And there was police. I saw police coming up on motorcycles that were seeking cover. All of y'all loaded into that one van or trailer, and down the road you went shooting still, even though that they were out of sight.
Oh yeah. Well, we always thought we might catch a lucky shot. But we never knew how fast a rickshaw was. He had us on the downhill. So,
hey, those guys.
According that somehow somebody has already identified that it was Sheriff Tom Basenko and Jim Pope. You know that rickshaw couldn't be going real fast. So, and you still outran you guys.
He did. But that's part of the whole deal. So they've been discovered, and we still have the loot out there.
And we've been given,
good.
The new clue.
There's a new clue, and it should be worth $500 today.
Good. Okay, now, what's going on with the Asphalt Cowboys today?
Today, well, the beginning of the day, when I get back to the clubhouse, they should already be engaged in Special Kids Day. And that's a real fun event for us. They bring the kids in from all the local county schools, and we take them on a horse along with the Rodeo Association and walk them around the rodeo arena a couple times, and they have a really good time, and so it's a special thing for us too. So we'll be doing that this morning, and then we'll be resurrecting Buckaroo Flats from the area out in front of our clubhouse, and that's where we'll have our street dance, chili cook-off, shootout. We'll have a cell phone quick draw, and we'll have hot dogs and any other beverage you might want there.
What time does that start tonight?
That starts at 5. The judging is going to be at 6.
Well, that'll be fun. So that gives you plenty of time to try the chili out, see which the judges have. Who won? I wonder what kind of chili won last year, because there was some really, really good chili. It was hard to decide. Yeah. Do you like spicy? Do you like hearty? You know, there's a difference between hearty and spicy.
Well, I'm not putting any chili in this year, so that's going to be a little toned down. But we will probably have, you know, about the usual is around 20 contestants, and everybody pays a little admission fee, and then that's what gets divided up into cash prizes. So
the one thing I need to know is there's still going to be beer for the judges.
There will be, of course. palate cleansers are absolutely essential in that kind of job.
Especially some of it, because once you get it into
your
mouth.
A little beer sorbet there, thank you.
Once it's into your mouth, you cannot get rid of it fast enough.
That's right.
And so, you know, either swallow it or kind of lean to the side and spit.
Oh, we need to take Beano. Lots of Beano.
Anyway, but, and then some of the stuff last year, I have to admit, was, extraordinary.
Yeah.
And that word I could use, extraordinary.
Did you feel it on the way home?
I felt it right then. I felt like there'd been a hole. I felt like there'd been a tunnel from my throat to another part of my body.
Too much information, but we had a great time. So join us tonight, of course, at the Chili Cook-Off. It is really the beginning. It actually was the beginning yesterday with the holdup.
With the holdup, we had our golf tournament last week. It snowballs into something that we're having a real fun time, keeping up with.
You look more relaxed this year.
Yeah, probably not so tense as I might have been last year. Now that my tenure is complete and I can get past some of the responsibilities. Yeah.
Okay, now tomorrow, what's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow on Wednesday is a light day. We have a pretty light day, but that is a good day if you're going to go to the rodeo and you want to take kids. Mm. That's a perfect day for that.
I have a lot of friends going tomorrow night.
Yeah, there's the price of the tickets has been lowered. And I even volunteered to go help over there. So.
Well, what they're going to do is run the rodeo in a time frame so you can get the kids out and get them back to school the next morning. And so they're not so tired and just have a great time. They're offering all types of great things going on at the rodeo, of course, tomorrow. Then Thursday, another night of rodeo. The Friday is chicks and chaps, pancake breakfast.
Man enough to wear pink, it'll be like the whole pink affair.
Yeah, if in your pancake breakfast this year, what do you expect? And you said last year it hit 11.
Well, and we're hoping to between 11 and 12, and we would like to get closer to that 12,000 number.
Wow.
It's possible. If anybody sees anybody in a yellow shirt, remember that we all have breakfast tickets on us, and
they're
$4 in advance and $5 at the door.
It went up a dollar. Of course, there were some people complaining, but you haven't changed the price in 8 years.
Well, more than that. We haven't changed the price since 1985.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we're...
That's 20 years.
It took... Well, and it was a real big fight. We had a real fight with each other about how much we were going to...
And the cost of batter and eggs. Yeah. I mean,
well, the cost of beer to put in it. I mean, my gosh. I mean, that's gone up astronomically, you know?
It's a nice breakfast. It's really great to go to the pancake breakfast. You see everybody come out in Reading with their children, and they're pushing their strollers, and it's right downtown, and it's, you know, you're in, you're out, and it's fun. It's really fun. It's one of the best events in Reading.
You bet.
We'll be down there on a live remote, of course, as do others, and I mean, it is fast. You get people through there, they come in, they eat, they have a good breakfast, and boom, they're gone.
But we have, leaving the Kitty Pet Parade out, we'd like to go to the...
Oh, yes.
Invite everybody to come to the Kitty Pet Parade. We assemble for that in the Mount Shasta Mall at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday. And you'll see some of the... a very interesting combination of animals will be brought there. And we have little... they're judged on different decorations and things. And it's a lot of fun. So 4 o'clock at the Mount Shasta Mall on Thursday for the Kitty Pet Parade.
We don't have a lot of time left. I understand after the chase for the Lone Stranger, that the cowboys are so worn out they get into a bus and they're driven back. Something like this. Is this true?
Well,
I've heard rumors about this.
Bank and business judging. We're invited by businesses to come by and judge their activities. And actually, U.S. Bank over on Dana Drive won yesterday. For
great.
That.
Oh. All right. Okay. Hey, our guest has been Gordon Bach, Asphalt Cowboys. We're going to see him a lot more this week. You know what? This is Rodeo Week, my friends, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and there's a lot of ways to get into our community. So we'll be right back after these messages. And we've got some cowboys here with us and a couple other things that are going on. And then at 8 o'clock, Debbie Sprague, A Stranger in My Bed, PTSD and a Family.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are modestly higher in early trading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up 40 points at 15,132. Goldman Sachs raises Yahoo's price target to $30. Goldman says the increase is because it doubled the estimated value of Alibaba to $70 billion, accounting for the appreciation in Yahoo Japan. Goldman also affirms the search engine's buy rating. Clorox is boosting its quarterly dividends 11% to 71 cents a share. This marks the 36th straight year the company has increased its payout. And talk about a Babe magnet, Lamborghini unveiling a new concept sports car called the Egoista as part of its 50th anniversary. Egoista is the Italian word for selfish, and the car is fittingly a single-seater. The car's designer says that it's meant to be fun and hyper-sophisticated to the most extreme and special extent possible. It appeared from the car's enthusiastic reception in Italy over the weekend that Lamborghini would have no trouble selling the Egoista. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Fridays 10 to 11 a.m. for Agenda 21 Radio. Right here on Free Fire Radio 1460 KCNR.
Throughout history, herbs have been used for healing the human condition. Since the days of Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, who also was an herbal healer, plants have found their way into our homes and clinics around the world. Join me, Arundel Spindelalis, every Sunday from 1 to 2 on KCNR as we discover an alternative way to bring you back to a better you. Our focus at NorCal Herbal Studies is educating the public on the historical applications of plants and the impact on your health.
Healing through nature, every Sunday from 1 to 2 p.m.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are glad to see people starting to go back to work. Mowing and weed eating seems to be an every weekend battle, so stop by and pick up some ethanol-free 93, and don't forget to bring in your barbecue bottles. We also have 1s and 2 gallons for all the folks in the city limits. We have log and shake and 5-gallon pails for all the wooden fences and decks. With all the nice weather, now might be a good time to have a tune-up on your kerosene heater or think about trading up to a new one. If so, give Johnny a call. If you need red off-road diesel for the tractor, we have 5 or 55-gallon barrels. Stop by, got everything from tubes of grease to bulk oil, gas, and fuel. We do it all at NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. In Corning, C. Robin, Michelle and Weaverville, and the rest of us at the Redding plant. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl and Linda Bott, 67 degrees out there, 7:35 in the morning, May the 14th. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, it's getting hot out there. And if you don't have somebody down checking out your air conditioner, your cooling systems, you're going to have trouble later on in the year. Installation, repairs, emergency calls, routine maintenance. That's Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Hey, these are good guys, and they do great work. Give them a call at 530-221-2642, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air.
Well, this morning we're very excited once again. Of course, it's Rodeo Week, and we know we can't express enough to all of the citizens of the North State to really get involved with the Redding Rodeo. We just had an asphalt cowboy on, our good friend Gordon, and with us this morning, now in the red shirts, and talking with two of our wonderful future upcoming stars that are not just in the Redding area. They are becoming worldwide celebrities. But first, let's kick off with the arena grounds manager and the drill master, and the list goes on. Let's go to Rick Williams. Good morning.
Good morning.
Rick, how long have you been associated with the Redding Rodeo?
I've been in the club for 19 years.
19 years. Have you seen a lot of changes in the rodeo over the last 19 years?
Yeah, we're getting bigger and better every year. You have to change with the times or you're walking backwards.
Well, you know, this year is we have 4 days of rodeo, including the big the Champions Night.
Right.
On Saturday night. So, but there's how much more does that, one more day, does that just one more day of work, or does that kind of really magnify to, you know, like it's, oh no, now it's double the work, that one extra day.
That's pretty much double the work, but, but we'll get through it. I mean, we all love what we do on there, so.
And you don't, you know, the thing about it is everybody is there is volunteering a whole lot of time and effort for this.
Right. Nobody's paid to be there.
Well, that's good. You know, and and every one of you has a job. I know, Gordon just said and y'all work in, you know, the asphalt cowboys helping out. He's going to be in there sorting steers and calves, he said, tomorrow night. So everybody can get involved, right?
Right. Yeah. We welcome all the help we can get from the yellow shirt guys.
All right, Rick. Well, it's nice talking to you, but let's get down to who are the stars of the show? Who are the stars that are here today?
No, you have to get Rick in here first because he's the one that's kind of got him going here.
He's the driver. Hannah and Brianna, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
I'm pretty good.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, you are Hannah.
Yeah, I'm Hannah.
Okay, so Hannah, you are Rick's daughter.
No.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that you're all related.
Well, he's kind of like my second father, like, because I spend most of my time with him, and, yeah, I'm really close with him.
Because you're on the drill team.
Yeah.
And what else? I mean, when you're a cowboy, I guess, in Redding, or a cowgirl in Redding, you're at the arena a lot doing all kinds of things that, you know, cleaning, shoveling, what else?
Yeah. Just, we are at the rodeo grounds, like, a lot during, rodeo week, and we'll just rodeo season all from January to, you know, December.
Now you're gonna be riding in the, rodeo.
Yeah.
Okay, so how much is the parade? Will we see you in the parade?
Yeah.
Okay, and we're gonna see you in the arena how many, every night?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Okay, Brianna. You're in this too. And now the reason that Linda has brought this up, that you're world famous, is that you all have been doing some what?
YouTube videos.
Okay, get in tighter here, kid.
Oh. Some YouTube videos. Now you have like what, 16 or 20? I mean, it's countless YouTube videos of, you've interviewed, well, give us a little visual of what you've been doing.
Well, we've been giving information to, like, rodeo fans and trying to promote the Redding Rodeo, and we've interviewed a bunch of, like, top cowboys and announcers. Like, we did Wayne Brooks and Bob Tallman, and a bunch of, like, we did a couple bullfighters, and just to help promote Redding Rodeo and get people want to come.
How old are you girls?
I'm 11. I'm 12.
So we have 11. These are our future starlets of the world. You guys are leaders, obviously. You take matters in your hand. Now, when you get the footage, do you guys know how to do the computer thing to, like, shoot it out to YouTube, or do you have somebody doing that for you?
Well, right now we have that somebody doing it for us, but I believe I could figure it out, hopefully.
I think you just push a couple buttons. But
just wondering.
Now, so was this the first year that that we've been YouTubing and using social media like this, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, we couldn't pick two you know, the cuter people in the world. Now, you're on the junior drill team, right?
Yeah, we both are.
Okay, now what's the junior drill team do?
We go to competitions. Like recently, we just went to series, and that was a wonderful experience. It was so much fun, and we're going to Reno and Kodo Cup soon. So
now, what do you do when you say when you're in competition and you're on the junior drill team? What exactly do you do, Brianna?
We perform drills and compete we compete with other equestrian drill teams. Yeah,
and this is the thing, is this is all on horses. This isn't like you're used to people marching around holding their batons. You all are on, what, 1,000-pound horses running in circles?
Right? Yes.
Making it look like it's crazy out there, but of course it's not.
So you have to be in control of your horse. Tell us about your horse, Brianna.
Well, my horse was green this year. This is her first year actually being introduced to it, because last year my horse was injured. And I rode Rick's horse last year, but she's done great. I've taken her to every parade. She had like 2 months of training and went into all of this. I went to competition on her and gonna do rodeo on her.
Oh, how exciting! But both of it's a big thrill for both of you.
Yeah.
To kind of go out together, like, let's go for it. How exciting. Well, we got to take a break. We're going to come back. And Hannah, let's talk about your horse as well, because we want to get a visual of their names of the horses, what's happening, what we can expect from the two of you, and, again, your YouTube site. All right, we'll be right back. Casey and our 1460.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., 3 Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include medical home care professionals, HICAP, Walter Hurst Independent Insurance Agent, Golden Living Center, Patrick Black of Edward Jones. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience. We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and B&T Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription.
There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Cotton Eye Joe, welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 67 degrees out there, and it's 7:44 in the morning, May the 14th. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water. They've been providing natural spring water to all of our customers, all of their customers in Northern California and Southern Oregon since 1988. Their spring water is drawn from their protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta and is known for its to be the best tasting, purest, natural source of spring water in the world. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227 or visit them at MountShastaSpringWater.com.
It is currently 68 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR, 7:45 in the morning here on Tuesday. Looks like we're going to have a cloudy evening with 61 degrees and a high of 90. The weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Okay, our guest this morning is Hannah and Brianna, and of course Rick Williams, who is with the Reading Radio, Reading Rodeo. Hello. But we've been talking with Hannah and Brianna regarding your YouTube and the fact that you guys are on the junior drill team. You're competing across the state of California. You just recently came back and won 5 trophies, if I got that correct, at the break. And what goes from here? You ride all week.
Yeah.
When we talk about the drill team, you're on horses on the horse drill team.
Yes.
So are you at the beginning of the rodeo, at the end? Where do you come in your section of the rodeo, come out?
Well, usually, like, we've been in pre-rodeo for a long time, but this year, Wednesday night, we're taking the senior drill team spot in the rodeo.
The senior, do you guys feel, like, special?
Yeah, it's really exciting because it's only my second year on the drill team, and it's just, it's so exciting that we get to be in the rodeo because there's going to be so many more people, and, yeah.
So are there aspirations here with either one of you that you will go into competing for Miss Rodeo? Miss Reading Rodeo has got... was started way back on horses when she was younger than the two of you. So is it something you'll think about competing for that title at one time?
You never know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
Okay, I didn't know. I mean, sometimes people say that's what, you know, I want to do. But do you think the horses and this way of life will be something that you'll be doing forever?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think once it's in your blood, that's it. You guys are very serious about it. We really appreciate your level of confidence and bringing wonderful energy to many people. And what is rodeo? What is rodeo to you, Brianna? Brianna, let's start with you. What's rodeo to you?
I wasn't in it until last year, and I didn't really feel it. Like, my dad and my mom were both in it, but I was never the one that really wanted to do it. But last year, I don't know, I saw something in it, and I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun, and it really shows you how to come together as a family and pull stuff off, like the Reading Rodeo.
Well, that's great.
Beautifully said. And Hannah, what is rodeo for you?
Well, I definitely agree with her because we both started last year. But it's like, it's just family. I mean, it's definitely, I don't even think it's a sport. It's a way of life because, I mean, it is. I mean, yeah.
Okay, a way of life and a sport. It's more than that. You're right. It is a family thing and it is a way of life, rodeo. Okay, let's go back to Rick here. Rick, the rodeo this week, now it starts off tomorrow. At the, tomorrow
is Wednesday. Chili kickoff is tonight.
Well, yeah, but that's just coming up, but the rodeo kicks off tomorrow.
Right. Well, the actual rodeo events kicks off tomorrow. For us, it kicked off last Saturday when we did our steak feed.
Right.
And it's just been snowballing.
Snowballing
there.
Since then, right.
We had the barrel race last night and there was like 118 girls.
Ooh.
So, that went till midnight. And then tonight we have the slack for the WPRA, professional barrel racers. That'll be tonight during the street dance.
And so you can also be having the street, you can do in the street dance. You can also go out there and you can watch the, the slack for the, on the barrel racers coming in.
Yes. Too. And that's so, all free admission too.
I like the mutton.
Yeah.
Thing.
So you can go on out and do that. So much and then, fun. But then Wednesday kicks off a huge week here. And we'd like to see everybody in Reading get out there and watch the rodeo, support the rodeo, because this is, you know, we talk about ways of supporting our community. Rodeo is the way to do it. And you all have got a built-in way. It's a family-friendly. It's a great place to go to. It's well-organized. It's safe. They're going to get people out early because you're all going to be running it a little bit quicker so we can get the kids out a little bit earlier.
Right. On Wednesday and Thursday night, both, we're starting it a little earlier, and we're going to move it right along and make it to where families can come out and still get the kids home and in bed and get them to school the next day.
Well, great. That's Rick Williams, Hannah Bova, and Brianna Barnacci. One more thing, Hannah and Brianna, I want to ask you both. If you, when you go to bed at night, you think about, if you had to pick one thing from the rodeo that makes you the most excited, what is it?
I would say it's probably performing, because there's so many people watching, and if you just think about it, there's so many eyes watching you, but at least if you make a mistake, you have your whole team to fall on, so it's not just you.
And you, Brianna?
Performing is definitely my favorite thing, especially with our drill team. Our drill team really comes together, and there's 12 people out there, but there's 24 different personalities, and you can really tell when the horse and the person works really well together.
Well, you know, that's interesting that you say that, because a horse does have its own personality, and there'll be days that horse does everything, and other days I'd just as soon be having a drink of water and a bag of oats and not be right here, right? And then now that's when the real riders come out. If you can get them to go through the routines when they're not just really up for it like you are. Right. Okay, we're going to see you all
thanks
then
so much,
every
girls.
Night. We're going to be sitting in the box down front. And as you're coming in the arena, left-hand side, so we expect you to wave at us as you go by, okay? We'll wave at you.
And I'll also be there in the pink section for Chicks with Chaps the night before. So we'll be there. And also for the chili cook-off tonight.
There you go. We're going to be all around, so we'll see you. Anyway, thank you so much for being on today. And, Rick, thank you for everything that you do for our community.
Well, thank you, Carl and Linda, for having us here.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
During the month of May, all pit bull adoptions at Haven Humane Society are just $20. Pit bulls and pit mixes suitable for all lifestyles and family members are available at Haven and waiting for a new home. Pit bulls are generally energetic dogs and love to play, chase balls, and go on walks or runs. The breed is highly trainable and eager to please. Stop by the Morgan Adoption Center at Haven Humane Society to meet our pit bulls and find the one that's right for your family. If you already have a pit bull mix that has not been fixed, Haven's low-cost spay and neuter clinic is offering 20% off the surgery during the month of May. Haven is located at 7449 East Side Road in Reading, or call 241-1653 for more information.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Carol thought she was just clumsy until a bad fall, leading to an MRI at MD Imaging, revealed a brain tumor that required immediate surgery. The radiologist's swift diagnosis saved Carol's life, and her husband and son, both physicians, knew she was in good hands. Carol credits MD Imaging for giving her many more years of gardening and fanatic grandmothering. Doctors choose us for their own care and that of their loved ones. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR1460. Community talk radio for the North State, you know. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Small chips and cracks up to 30 inches in length. He guarantees his work. Jeff Wurst does. Does a lot for our community. A veteran. Located at 3208 Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373, 241-8373. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair guarantees his work when others can't. All right. Okay, we're still checking out Redding.com, and it appears that the number of comments is way down. Bad Bob, they've done this before, I think, several years ago. They tried to, before my time.
I believe they tried to, early on, make it a pay site, and it just didn't fly. And I can see this working in for like an urban newspaper where they've got a huge readership. I don't see it working up here, but that's just my opinion.
Oh, maybe it will, because they've got to do something, because the print's going down and they've got to find some way of paying for everything. So
it would be helpful if they were actually had the staff to report news.
Well, that's the other
stuff
thing
too,
right? Yeah. And to run it. Okay. Some new things here. You know, we got some good news here. They're out. Two things. Tech firms plugging into the North State. We've got two tech firms that are bringing in people. One of them's got 50 employees that they say that they can find their graduates from Simpson. Some of the people from Bethel are here, and they're working on these tech firms that they can, they find a more stable workforce. It's cheaper to do it up here. And you know what? Green energy, if you think about it, it's green. It's not taking up anything if you're really involved in green energy. And we're going to have a story about that in a second. But, you know, that's a positive right there. Another one, which could be considered a negative or a positive, was the Shasta Superior County Court Judge says is that it's okay to outsource REU call center jobs. However, the union is going to probably ask that this be reviewed at a higher spot. They're going to because the outsourcing of the REU call center jobs was because they said came under special circumstances, and SIU says no, it didn't, that they're just trying to take away jobs from union people. Well, they didn't say that exactly, but that's essentially why they're doing it, because if they weren't union people, I doubt if the unions would get involved in it. I don't know if unions get involved in things that don't have union people in it. Except maybe Obama. All right, let's talk about the condors are off the endangered list. Did you know that, Bob?
I'd heard that there were plans to relist them, and that certain organizations were freaking.
They must be off the endangered list, and I'll tell you why I know this. There's a big housing complex being built in condor habitat area. We're talking thousands of houses here. And the Department of Fish and Game gave the blessing to this development company. And part of the agreement was they cannot be held responsible in case of any of the species that they have listed, and condors one of them, is harmed or killed during development or farming or anything else they're doing there. So if condors are so endangered, how can the Fish and Game Department do this? See, at the same time, they want to outlaw lead bullets or lead shot everywhere in California because it's too dangerous, the condor. Yet they've also, and I didn't add this part, the wind turbines have been given a free ride too, even though that they kill condors. They've been given a free ride too for the next 20 years. Yeah. So the condors must be off the endangered list for them to agree to this. I would imagine, unless you have something to do with hunting.
Depends on who got paid for what.
You know what? This is absolutely the most, one of the more specious acts that people have done. You know, they're just picking and choosing. Oh, there's a lot of money in development of this condor habitat. And, you know, and all the environmentalist groups are going, what did you do? You sold us out. And guess what? The Department of Fish and Game, California Department of Fish and Game, and the Democrats have now sold out an endangered species. So how happy are you now you voted for all those thugs? Mm-hmm. We'll be back after these messages. We've got a great show at 8 o'clock. Debbie Sprague coming in. I was told to keep talking.
Yeah, keep talking because
Bad Bob, you know, the computer. Now I can say is, hey, we'll be right back after these messages.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He'll be on the hot seat in Congress Friday, but the head of the IRS is speaking out now. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
In a column in USA Today, Stephen Miller admits the IRS demonstrated a lack of sensitivity and that shortcuts were taken when Tea Party and other conservative groups attracted extra scrutiny over their attempts to gain tax-exempt status. He blames part of the problem on the huge wave of applications from hundreds of groups when the Tea Party movement took root, as well as what he calls a lack of sensitivity to the implications of the agency's decisions. Dave Miller also promises it won't happen again.
Members of the Associated Press is very upset at the Justice Department. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live at the White House.
News organizations call it an unprecedented intrusion. The Justice Department secretly obtaining 2 months' worth of telephone records from Associated Press reporters and editors. So far, the U.S. Attorney's Office has not said why the seizure occurred or what investigators are looking to get. Published Justice Department rules require subpoena of news organization records be personally approved by the Attorney General. Eric Holder is expected at a news conference this afternoon and scheduled to testify tomorrow at a U.S. House panel, Dave.
Jared, 4 American troops are dead in Afghanistan when a roadside bomb hit a U.S. convoy. The mother of one of the 4 Americans killed in the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya wants more hearings.
I love my country desperately, but I don't like my government. They don't tell the truth.
Patricia Smith, the day after President Obama called a sideshow, the Republican probe into the administration's initial blame for the attack, a video protest, not terrorism. A Saudi Arabian man who goes to college in Ohio goes to court today in Detroit. Hussein Al-Akhir, accused of lying to agents at Detroit's airport about why he was traveling with a pressure cooker, something sensitive after the Boston Marathon bombings.
Pressure cooker in and of itself is not a sign of imminent danger or threat to the country.
Dawood will lead with the Council on American Islamic Relations. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Guys, discomfort and chafing from wetness-related friction can hit any time. Get relief and prevent it too with Gold Bond Medicated Foot Powder for your feet and Body Powder for your, you know. Whether you're working out or just holding down the couch, you're a guy. And unlike baby powders, Gold Bond's got the medicated formulas to fight itch, odor, and wetness. Plus, it's got that cooling kick that lets you know it's working wherever. Keep it cool with Gold Bond Medicated Foot and Body Powders. It's a guy thing. Use as directed.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
New Orleans police have a 19-year-old suspect in the Mother's Day parade shooting that left 19 injured.
Right now, the most important thing is for Akeem Scott to turn himself in.
That's Police Superintendent Ronald Serpas. Like in the Boston Marathon bombings, they used surveillance photos to ID Scott. It's a tough time to be Barney Fowler. His son is accused of stabbing to death his 8-year-old daughter in California, and he says he'll believe the 12-year-old boy is innocent until he sees the proper evidence. People in the community who for a week feared that a killer was on the loose in Valley Springs are stunned.
He's so young.
just so young just to do something like that.
Now, the boy was arrested after police found no evidence of an intruder in their home, as the 12-year-old had claimed. With the stroke of the governor's pen, Minnesota will today become the 12th state to legalize gay weddings.
The Minnesota Senate passes a gay marriage bill by a 37-30 vote. Senator Ron Latz of the DFL party saying,
members, God made gays. And God made gays capable of loving other people, including other persons of the same gender.
But Republicans Tori Westrum and Dan Hall tell fellow senators,
I think this is a wrong step in history. Most people know this is not right.
With the governor's signature, Minnesota's law takes effect August 1st. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
Angelina Jolie says she lost her mother to cancer and didn't want her children to fear the same thing. So she got a double mastectomy to avoid getting breast cancer, wanting to be an example for other women. She says she had a faulty gene, giving her an 87% chance of getting that cancer. Cara DioGuardi, a former American Idol judge, also had breast removal surgery.
I just feel it's really important to come out and talk about it because 90% of the people who have this gene don't even know about it.
On Wall Street, some gains. The Dow is up 84 points. The Nasdaq up by 26. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, our second hour. Carl and Linda Bott, it is 8:05, May the 14th. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room in there. It's easy to do. We stream everywhere in the world. So if you've got, if you're listening to this and something's twinging you, then, you need to call in or make a comment here on
twinging you.
Twinging. If you're getting a twinge.
I like that.
If you have that tingle run up your leg.
Something twinging you today? Like, I like how you say something up your craw.
Something stuck in your craw.
Somebody called one day and said, what does that mean? They were offended. Could you explain it?
Something
explain
stuck in
it,
your
Ricky.
Craw. It means there's something there. You need to get it out. You need to explain it. A craw is in a, like a rooster, and that's why they put little rocks in there, and that's where they grind up their food. But you get something stuck in your craw. You need to get it out. You need to talk about it. Yeah.
It's like a real farmer kind of term that probably goes back to the
I thought it was something
Dust Bowl days.
I thought it was from like Olympus.
Girl, 8:06 in the morning here on KCNR. If you're just tuning in, it's the 14th of May and it's 71 degrees in the downtown studios. Look, some clouds today with temperatures reaching to 91, lows of 63 this evening. Looks like tomorrow, we're going to have a mostly sunny day with 81. So it's not going to be so hot as we go into our rodeo festivities here. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday night is pizza night. So go out on the deck and enjoy beautiful, calm, serene view as well as, music and entertainment on the weekends. 474-5546 are the reservations. And wow, our next segment here is amazing.
We're going to head first of all to our Wells Fargo advisors for our market minute with Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, we continue to have positive markets this morning. The Dow's up 73 points at 15,165. The Nasdaq's up 26 at 3,465. And the S&P 500's up 12 at 1,646. Oil's down 31 cents at $94.86 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.12%. Gold is unchanged at $1,434, while silver's down 17 cents at $23.53 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Verizon's up 27 cents at $52.83, ExxonMobil's up 71 cents at $90.81, and Johnson & Johnson's up $1.08 at $86.94. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. There's a lot of stuff going on Wall Street. You need experts. That's why you need to call the Wells Fargo Advisors at 530-243-7561, or stop by Parkman Drive to their offices right there. The Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay, now, before we race off to a commercial, the big bank robbery was done yesterday for the 60th year in a row or 65th year in a row. Asphalt Cowboys were there to prevent it. Somehow they got through them. The big gunfight outside, I was involved in the middle of it. I was interviewing people. I was trying to find out why these dastardly villains would rob, but they refused to talk to me. The gunfighters did. Oh my gosh, the number of rounds fired. The fact that the bandits got off in that bike-powered rickshaw down the road, but not to any avail because they have been caught. They've been identified as Sheriff Tom Basinko and former Sheriff Jim Pope, or the Lone Stranger. But here's your clue for the money. The money's still gone. Here's your clue. A bridge is in play. It's golden too. The drive is too long. There's a better way for a few. A bridge is in play. It's golden too. The drive is too long. There's a better way for a few. Anybody got any ideas? Just call in here or just chat with us and we'll see if we can't win. We'll share. Sure. All right. We'll be right back. Our guest is Debbie Sprague. Wrote a book called A Stranger in My Bed about post-traumatic stress and the impact it is on families and how their family handled this. And she's going to have her book is going to be published here very soon by Morgan James and about this. And this is we're really happy to have Debbie here. We'll be
and
right
sharing
back.
In her life experience.
Pen to my wall. An image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all.
It's time again for those crazy yellow-shirted Asphalt Cowboys to suit up for Rodeo Week. Corral one of those slippery cowboys for tickets to Friday morning's world-famous pancake breakfast in Roaring Gulch with 10,000 of your closest friends. Tickets are only $4 in advance, $5 the morning of the breakfast. Monday morning, the Lone Stranger and Sidekick will be robbing a bank and hiding their loot. You can win cash by listening for clues and unmasking those dastardly scoundrels. Tuesday is Street Dance Chili Cook-Off and Quick Draw Contest in Buckaroo Flats. Thursday is Kitty Parade at the Mount Shasta Mall, and Saturday morning's Rodeo Parade starts at 10 a.m. at downtown Reading. Saddle up, it's Rodeo Week.
Hi, folks. Colonel Pete here, 26-year veteran of the U.S. Air Force. Work has begun on the Air Force Memorial to be placed at the Veterans Cemetery in Igo, and we need your help. Drive-through fundraisers will be held Tuesday, May 21st, from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at two locations in Reading. One at Shasta Mall at the corner of Hilltop and Dana, and the other at the Vet Hall on Yuba Street. Plan on swinging by to make a donation on May 21st or visit usafmemorial.org. Remember, aim high, Air Force.
So, you own some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
This is retired Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy reminding you that the California Penal Code outlines the penalties for the irresponsible storage of your firearm. If an unauthorized person gains access to your firearm, you will be exposed to both civil and criminal action. All firearms should be legally stored using a locking device. Learn more by visiting NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Visit us online at norcalfi.com or call us at 999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the bot. 71 degrees, May the 14th. 8:13 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber and his gang of merry graniteers out there. And they'll do, whether it's, countertops or outside and barbecues outside, bathrooms. If you can put granite on it, Mike can find a way to do it, and he'll do it cheap. I shouldn't say that. He'll do it at a fair price, and he guarantees his work, and he does great work. Give him a call at 530-241-7866. 241-7866. You can't use the word cheap when you're looking at the work Mike Huber does.
I don't like the word cheap at all.
Yeah, just because somebody gives you, works hard, keeps the cost down, does not mean it's cheap.
No, cheap sounds like chip, like on your shoulder. I don't want to hear it.
Okay. All right. Hey, we're joined today by Debbie Sprague, who is an author that we've been interested in having Debbie on. She wrote a book called A Stranger in My Bed. And it's about post-traumatic stress and the impact it has on the families and how you can overcome this, or at least tools to help you overcome it.
8 steps to taking your life back from the contagious effects of your veteran's post-traumatic stress disorder. And, the cover has, well, you would think two people in bed, but their feet are in opposite directions. It's a beautiful cover. It's meaningful with just the snapshot. Like, whoa, I get what that is.
And, unlike I think it was Feinstein, or maybe it was Boxer, who seems to think that post-traumatic stress started with in the war against terror, if that was her statement. And I think it was Feinstein. And she's wrong. We start talking post-traumatic stress. Post-traumatic stress has been throughout history. It's had different words and different names, but it's always been the same. We'll talk about that. But first, good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, okay, we may have to turn her up a little bit so you get a little bit closer in there.
Well, we just put you on the spot. You've been listening, and all of a sudden, hi.
I'll try that again. Good morning.
Good morning,
Linda.
Good morning, darling.
You're more than just an author. You have done a lot of things in your life. Can you share a few of them with us here? I know that you've got advanced degrees and this. So tell us about you.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm a hometown girl. I moved to Reading at 2 years old, so I love to say I've been part of the community forever. But graduated from Anderson High School and went on to Chico, Cal State University Chico, to get my degree in therapeutic recreation and also in community recreation. And the last part of my senior year, I was involved in an honors intern program. And I was hired by the city of Anderson to fulfill that internship. And during that time, they decided to keep me. So I was very fortunate to graduate from college and have a full-time job with the city. And I started working on my master's degree, and one of my advisors suggested that I write my thesis, that I look into writing a grant and use that also as my master's thesis. So I did that, and I found there was some funding for senior programs, and Anderson at that time did not have a senior program and definitely needed one. And I'd start doing a few programs for the seniors in the area. So I wrote a grant, took it to the Anderson City Council to see if they would approve submitting the grant, which they did. And the grant was funded, and that brought in the first Older American Acts funding into Shasta County. And I'm happy to say that program was started in 1975, and it is still running today.
Oh, congratulations. So you must have worked alongside at times with Trish Clark.
I certainly did.
And we know that she was really instrumental in beginning the senior center there. And Anderson is known for really having a take care of a senior feeling. So thank you for that. And I can sense that we're getting along here, but you have been in some of your history, you've been a caretaker, and now it's time that you are talking about these life experiences in this book, and you're going to be doing lots of public speaking. We're so happy to have you here today, because now it's about you bringing forth all of this experience in your life and sharing with us so we can learn from you. We appreciate that.
You've been working in a number of different you've been involved in healthcare and in the sense, not as a nurse, but as somebody that's helping people. And you've gone through some adversity in your life, of course, in with this too, with your son. I know that was part of Make-A-Wish, I believe. So it's, you've given so much of yourself to help the community. What led you to write this book, A Stranger in My Bed?
That's a big question. The answer is that I found myself in a very, very difficult place when my husband was at the height of his PTSD, and I started searching for answers, which I didn't find. I found there was lots and lots of other women out there suffering just the same way that I was, but there was no easy program, no book to pick up, no support group to go to try to find out how to help my husband and also how to help myself, because it took a big toll on me.
Well, in your bio, it talks about the fact that you went through the cancer with your son, and bless his heart, you know, he's in another place, and that you took care of an elder, like, was it a mother-in-law?
Right, it was Randy's mom.
All right, yeah. So those life experiences can cause post-traumatic stress after. It's just what it is to be the rock, and all of a sudden, what do I do with that? Then you meet someone and fall in love, or you're in love with this person, and then how do you guys deal with this together if it flares out? What does it look like? What does that look like? And you're exploring that as well in this book.
Exactly. Because I thought that I had gotten through my son's cancer and that experience very strong. I was single at the time, had a 7-year-old daughter, and I really felt that I got through it as strong as any mom could. Still trying to work and keep I was the executive director at Golden Umbrella at the time, and it was right in the middle of grants writing time, and to try to take care of my son and take care of the job responsibilities there. I felt I had, really come through it strong, continued working and continued my life. And it didn't really come back to visit me until Randy started having his problems. And
well, let's take a break on that, about how you deal with PTSD, what it is in life, and coming together, and then the two of you experiencing it together. In the book, A Stranger in My Bed, our author guest is Debbie Sprague. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Slot tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Slot tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every first Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. And every fourth Friday, $1,000 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus $5 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For entry fee and details, log on to WindRiver.com. It's better on the river.
Cool off and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't miss our paper-only session every first Tuesday of the month at 6 p.m. 12 regular games pay $400, $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the Mystery Treasure Chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play paper-only bingo. Over 5,000 will go. For details, call 1-800-280-UIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs.
We do them.
Vehicle wraps.
We do them.
If it's a sign.
We do them.
Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals, if it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
There is no better word in the English language than the word free, and BNT Satellite wants you to get basic Dish Network satellite television packages free for the first 6 months of your new subscription. There's no questions, no muss, no fuss, just free Dish Network for the first 6 months of your new basic package subscription. You will not find another offer for cable or satellite service that will beat this offer, and it is only from our local provider, BNT Satellite. All you have to do is call BNT Satellite at 244-1988. That's 244-1988, and the first 6 months of your basic satellite subscription is free.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Call on the Bob. It is 8:24 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee, great cold drinks there made by the baristas. And, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They do a lot for our community. Joe and Shelley do from Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Veterans always get discounts. Our guest is Debbie Sprague, the author of A Stranger in My Bed. Now, Randy's here with her, too, is her husband. And we've been talking about your background, and we talked a little bit about the post-traumatic stress. Now, what brought this? What brought on the book? I mean, you said it's when you realized that you had a problem in the family, that with Randy's post-traumatic stress.
Well, as Randy started having different symptoms, and I was trying to figure out what was going on with him, and it just started making our life very difficult, and I started getting pretty angry and scared.
Now, you've been married about 2 years at this point, when it really started manifesting itself.
Right. It started with, he started having nightmares. He started having nightmares and actually talking in Vietnamese in his sleep. I would wake up with a fist in my face or being kicked, and I learned real quick to get out of bed and step back to wake him up. He had no recollection whatsoever of his nightmares or what was going on. He also just, he started changing. You know, when I met him, he was just happy and outgoing and just a wonderful, you know, great personality. He started getting very anxious and just, he'd wake up and every morning I'd go, well, who is it this morning? Because I would never know from one day to the next if he was going to be the man I married or some stranger who was depressed and wouldn't talk to me. I mean, he would go days without even talking to me.
This must have had a huge impact on you because, I mean, here's a man that you'd been married 2 years ago. And right now they're holding hands and everything. So I just want you to know this has got a good ending, everybody out there. And I know Randy, and I've known Randy for a few years, and he's a good man. And yeah, I never knew about this myself until all this came up, and Randy called me. But we got a couple minutes before we have to go for a break. So this was happening. And then, did you have any place to turn to on this?
I didn't. At the beginning, I thought it was my fault. I mean, as a woman, we think, you know, that we need to be better, we need to work harder, we need to do more to make our husbands love us, and that whatever was going on with him had to be my fault. And eventually, it got me so depressed and so, I just totally changed. I withdrew from the active life I was having. I actually gained 50 pounds, and I finally decided it was time to seek help. So I went and saw a therapist and saw her for a few sessions, and she just finally looked at me and said, you know, you've got PTSD too, and you're getting nothing from this marriage, so you just need to walk away. You just need to divorce him.
Whoa.
Well, that's pretty heavy. Whoa. But you decided to fight back. This is Randy.
I didn't know about this until the book came out. I had no idea that she was advised to hit the road.
Did you know what was going on, Randy, at this time?
I mean, not about that, but no.
Did you know that you were going into a decline like this?
I had no clue what was happening to me. It just erupted, and it wasn't a smooth, easy transition into full-blown PTSD. When it came out, it was fast and furious.
So literally, the term post, it's just this volcano waiting to erupt. You never know when, from such trauma that it can happen later in life. And right. You, like you said, you didn't even know. It was like this split thing happening.
Yeah. It's amazing. I've learned since through my doctor, Chet Sunday, here in town, that you can only suppress these feelings and these emotions so long. And then your body, your mind can't take it anymore, and they start coming out. And then you're got some payback going on for all those years that you did hold
that you did suppress it. Because now it's getting even.
Right.
Now, we've got to take a break here in like 30 seconds. So what's happened is Debbie found out that this was going on. She'd been said, divorce him. It's not going to get any better. She said, I don't think so. Randy is realizing he's in the middle of a big firefight too. So when we come back, let's talk about what happened and how you all managed to fight this and win together. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. The head of the IRS is being called to Congress for how the agency screened conservative groups applying for tax-exempt status.
Stephen Miller is going to be quizzed by the House Ways and Means Committee. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul tells Fox News,
anybody who is aware of and approved of targeting people for their political beliefs and speech needs to be fired.
And Michigan Republican Congressman Dave Camp, who will preside over Friday's hearing, says there's simply no excuse for trampling on the rights of the American people.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson in Washington. Miller writes in USA Today, those screenings were just a shortcut demonstrating a lack of sensitivity. New Orleans police hunt a suspect in a Mother's Day parade shooting spree. He's 19-year-old Akeen Scott.
Akeen is no stranger to the criminal justice system.
Police Superintendent Ronald Serpas there. 19 people were wounded at the parade Sunday. Fox News, we report, you decide.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most, which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Shasta County seniors, families, and caregivers, it's time for the 2013 Spring Senior Expo inside Macy's, Wednesday, May 22nd. Learn about businesses and nonprofit agencies that serve seniors. The first 100 seniors receive a VIP goodie bag with a $10 gas card inside. Shoppers, save with your Macy's card. Don't miss this community event on Wednesday, May 22nd. Over 40 booths inside Macy's from 8 to 1. Enjoy breakfast and lunch and more prizes this year than ever. And at 1 p.m., three Macy's gift card drawings. Senior Expo, Wednesday, May 22nd. Vendors include Shasta County Public Health, Shasta County Senior Nutrition Center, U.S. Senior Vets, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Arcadia Home Care and Staffing, and Willow Springs. Sponsors include Home Helpers, Northern Rehab and Respiratory, Precious Cargo, MD Imaging, Windsor Reading Care Center, Spectrum Prosthetics and Orthotics, Addis Healthcare, and Macy's. Special thanks to KCNR 1460 AM and AM 1230 KLXR. The Spring Senior Expo, May 22nd. Don't miss it.
At Crown Motors, we know people want to feel good about buying a car. When Kathy and Glenn Streichner of Red Bluff recently bought a new Honda Civic, we asked them, "How were you treated during the sale?" And Kathy said, "We didn't have a good experience." "We had a great experience. We got the car we wanted and never once felt pressured. We'd recommend Crown to anyone." Feel good about buying your next car. Come to Crown Motors or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It's 8:34 in the morning, and our guest has been Deborah Sprague, with the author of A Stranger in My Bed.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. I was there yesterday. Man's last stronghold. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Right off Athens Avenue, right there in the Cypress Square Barbershop. Good people.
Well, your book's going to be released here soon. Of course, we have already had emails coming in, chats coming in, and calls coming in. People want copies of the show. What we do know is that there are people who simply cannot somehow come forward with the fact that they are living in darkness with people. It could be an uncle, a brother, a father, or themselves, with post-traumatic stress disorder. You yourself, again, we're bringing that forth. You had a son that passed from cancer, and you were taking care of a mother-in-law. Two huge stressful events in one's life.
Definitely, yes.
And now you wrote this book. When can we look forward to hearing a reading or talking more about the contents of what's happening with A Stranger in My Bed?
It's going to be launching in June. June is National PTSD Awareness Month, so it will be launching in June. I'll know a little bit later this week the exact date, so I'll keep you posted on that.
Great. Now, when you decided then, after you were told by your counselor that, hey, get a divorce, and you said, I don't think so. Randy didn't even know about it. He just knew he was going downhill. How did you decide to fight it?
Okay. Well, the next thing I looked for, another therapist that I thought would have more expertise in PTSD. So together we went to a therapist a couple times, and one week Randy wasn't able to go with me, and he told me the same thing. He said, you know, I know you don't want to get a divorce, but you know, you're young, you need to think about your future, you need to walk away. So I did. I walked away from that therapist, and I thought, okay, I need to figure this out on my own. So I dove in and started reading and researching everything I could find. I reached out and found a volunteer group of other spouses that I realized that there was hundreds of thousands of other women going through exactly what I was, but we were all doing it alone. And I started learning so much. I started learning how to deal with Randy, how to be better know his triggers and how to help him to get through the different difficult points.
So you, on your own research, you went, okay, I know if I say this or if this happens, he's going to be ready to launch. And it's that button I can avoid. And if I avoid it, it keeps him from going to that next step. So when you start learning these, how was life? Did it start getting a little better at that point?
It started getting better. And it really helped me not be so angry at him. Because once I understood why he was being the way he was being, you know, I was really able to become so much more compassionate with Randy. because when you don't know, you blame it on them, you blame it on yourself. But when you're able to really understand where it comes from and why they're doing what they're doing and what you can do to make it better.
It's an illness that is under, that can be kept under control with assistance and help, sometimes with meds, sometimes not. Sometimes it's just somebody dealing with it and their couple with you. Now, I want to make this really clear before we go to our, we've got people calling in. I'd like to take a couple phone calls too, is that Randy is getting help from the VA and you are having to get it all on your own. That when you go to a therapist who really doesn't understand this, I mean, the only thing they see is this, oh, this guy is being angry and all that. They don't maybe understand the post-traumatic stress is to walk away from him. And the choice you made was, I'm walking toward him and I'm going to find out what's going on here and I'm not just going to give up. And you know, I cannot say how much I admire you, for this. So, let's go to the phones. Kim Chamberlain. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Dar.
Good morning, Debbie and Randy.
Good morning, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hi. I tell you, I like to tell most of all to the older veterans and their family. And Debbie and Randy had put in so much work and research and helping each other. And it's going to help so many others. Such as, like, I dealt with the post-traumatic syndrome with my late husband for many, many, many years. And that time, there was no help available for me. And the only help available for Paul was to go to Martinez, the VA hospital there, and get some psychiatry counselor, and he come home with 3 months' worth of medicine. And, you know, if I wasn't there for him, he would have taken all those pills and done with it. And understanding what they're going through is a big key. And so I just want to give a big, big kudos to Debbie and Randy and Carl to put Debbie on a radio show this morning to bring the awareness. I'm just so looking forward for Debbie's book. And thank you, Debbie. You are a superwoman. I just love you, and I just give you a big hug.
Well, thank you so much, Kim. And, you know, that's big from Kim. Kim Chamberlain is probably one of the supports veterans and their families more than anybody I practically know. But we got to take a break here in a second. But
okay.
Thank you so much, Kim.
Thank you.
You know
thanks
what, Linda?
Thank you.
I know Linda has got the book here, and she's reading it because I've got post-traumatic stress. I've been diagnosed with it. And there's times that I know I'm not at a level as some people are for a variety of reasons. But it's something that if you've got to, when you confront it, once it's there, you can make that choice. I can walk away or I can go in there and fight for something I believe in. And Debbie Sprague confronted it, researched it, and is now a force in this community. Cause when you read this book, and as people have already started coming in, already looking for it, as Linda said, that the tips you've given us and how to do it. And that's what we're going to talk about when we get back. Debbie Sprague and her husband Randy's here. A Stranger in My Bed, Confronting PTSD. We'll be right back.
I don't know what's going on with Buddy. He's not putting any weight on this paw.
Oh, yes, I see. It's just a minor sprain.
Okay.
You keep Buddy off his paws for a few days, and he'll be chasing squirrels in no time.
So one other thing. I do have this rash.
Okay, sir, I need you to put your shirt back on.
Wait, you're a doctor, right?
Animal doctor.
Quick peek.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
Anytime Fitness, 3325 Placer Street, or give them a call, 255-8087.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are glad to see people starting to go back to work. Mowing and weed eating seems to be an every weekend battle. So stop by and pick up some ethanol-free 93. And don't forget to bring in your barbecue bottles. We also have 1s and 2 gallons for all the folks in the city limits. We have log and shake and 5-gallon pails for all the wooden fences and decks. With all the nice weather, now might be a good time to have a tune-up on your kerosene heater or think about trading up to a new one. If so, give Johnny a call. If you need red off-road diesel for the tractor, we have 5 or 55-gallon barrels. Stop by, got everything from tubes of grease to bulk oil, gas, and fuel. We do it all at NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. And Corning, C. Robin, Michelle in Weaverville, and the rest of us at the Redding plant. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right here in Redding. Handles all of the North State. They're at 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. They have a vehicle I know that you're going to want. Our guest is Debbie Sprague and her husband, Randy. She wrote a book called A Stranger in My Bed, and it's Confronting Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder with Your Veteran, with the man in your life that may that has this. Okay, we talked about that you've been told to just take a step away, walk away from two different therapists, walk away from Randy. You decided not to. You engaged. In fact, you went right back into it, into the belly of the beast, we might say. What did you discover? And then what led to the book?
Okay, I discovered what was wrong with Randy. I discovered that when he started having therapy, that it actually made everything worse, which I didn't know. Bringing up all those memories that he had been pushing down for over 30 years erupted, so it was even worse than ever before. So I learned what happens in therapy. I learned what triggers him so that I could help avoid those situations. I learned how to sense when he was having nightmares so I could get away from him very quickly. I learned so much to help me and to help Randy. I also learned how to deal with all the different symptoms that I was having. As I mentioned, I was really angry. I was angry at what was happening to my life. I felt like my life had come to a dead end. I was resentful because suddenly everything was falling on me. Randy kind of stepped away from doing any of his normal responsibilities at home, so I was resentful. My health went downhill. I think I mentioned I gained 50 pounds just stress eating. So I started just researching and finding ways to deal with all the different things that were happening to me. Journaling was one of the big things I did as I was angry and resentful and sad. I did a lot of writing, and that was, you know, a big therapy for me. And I realized how many people out there were just like me. And I my whole life I'd spent, you know, finding unmet needs and developing programs to help people with those needs. And I thought, you know, I've struggled getting through this for a lot of years, and I know I could help other people get there a lot quicker than I did. Because it was miserable. It was horrible. It almost destroyed me going through the worst times.
Okay, so you discovered that there were really phases that you could work at, these 8 steps that you were talking about. Can you want to talk a little bit about those? I mean, you've got them in the book, and they're laid out in the book, but there's actually phases and steps that you can address, and it helps build back that relationship and also helps your warrior.
Exactly. The first step is actually becoming knowledgeable about PTSD, but not just reading in a book what it is. It's also seeing what it's like in your own life and accepting that your spouse or your son or your daughter has post-traumatic stress disorder. It's one thing to know what it is. It's a whole nother thing to accept that this is what my life is, and it's something that never will go away. It can get better with treatment, but it's never going to totally go away. So before you can do anything, you have to accept it.
Well, and it doesn't necessarily have to be, correct me if I'm wrong, what does post-traumatic stress disorder look like? It could be from an automobile accident. It doesn't necessarily mean that you were in a war for 5 years or that you suffered a death. It could be a child going away from school, going away to school for those women that are empty nesters. I know that sounds for some people, well, isn't that trite? Well, no, because it may affect you as like, I'm having something that's affected, like a continual arguing in a household that you leave. I mean, how do you define it? How do you define what it is, the disorder?
There's a short version and the long version, but...
We do short version now. We'll be able to get in long version next time you're here.
Okay. The short...
I would like, you know, this is too important. I want everybody to grasp all this and then let them know when it's coming out. We are going to have you back again to talk about this too, but okay, short version.
The short version is a normal reaction to an abnormal situation. And you're talking about having empty nest. Well, if you've had a full nest, you know, for 20 years and suddenly you have an empty nest, it's abnormal to you. But it can affect not only our military, but first responders, people that have gone through a natural disaster, physical and sexual abuse, automobile accidents, just anything that puts you in an abnormal situation that creates fear in your life that on a day-to-day basis...
Being violated.
So I actually just read a few days ago that being in financial crisis, that being in bankruptcy can actually cause financial PTSD. So
it affects people and how they react with each other. You know, so on all your steps that when we're talking about, you know, understanding your power and then starting to build your support system, I believe is one of the steps. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So the second step is regaining your self-esteem, because until you feel like you have the ability and the strength and the power to do something, then nothing's going to happen. So that's the second step. And then building your support system. That was a real tough one. When my son had cancer, immediately I was surrounded by people. They understood cancer, and they were there to help me. When I told people my husband had PTSD, they didn't want to know about it. They didn't want to talk about it. I would get things like, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. Or, oh, he's just in it for the money. Like, come live at my house for a week or two and you'll know.
Yeah, live in my shoes.
Well, that's true. And that, you know, because it's hard because, you know, it's like one of the, you know, some scars don't show. You know, if he had a scar running down his face, or he had, if he had a missing limb.
A
missing limb or a half an arm, they would notice that. But they don't realize that post-traumatic stress can affect a lot of people, that we've got, the amount that it's affecting right now is in the millions.
Invisible wounds. But
it's absolutely real. So, okay, so, you know, you've gotten back your self-esteem, then your support system, which you say when you had your son was ill with cancer, everybody's there. Hey, I've got a husband with PTSD. Okay. You know, you're going to have to handle that one on yourself. And then what happens?
I found a group online called Family of a Vet that there was another woman in the same situation that I was. She had a husband, Iraq vet, came home. She had no support. And so she started a little website to provide information. So I started volunteering for them, started writing articles, start getting acquainted with other women that were going through the same thing. So that's where I found my initial support system. I then decided I needed a method to help other people. So I went back and I got my coaching certification so I could start coaching other women and helping them. So I started some support groups in Reading, and I work one-on-one with women. But what I found is that some of my best friends that I had grown up with since I was 3 years old, they were living the same life I was. Here we were, best friends, you know, lots of girls I went to school with, all married to Vietnam vets. We were all living the same life, but none of us shared.
So everybody was going through the same thing, but everybody kept it to themselves.
Exactly.
Thinking that they were in it by themselves.
Exactly.
Wow.
Is that associated with secondary PTSD? Or, you know what I'm saying? You get PTSD from my PTSD.
Good question.
Is that true?
Sorry.
I think, there's a lot of different answers to that. One is that as women, we think that we don't want to share those things because it's probably something we're doing wrong. And
nobody wants to admit, like, you feel like a failure because I'm fighting all the time and my marriage is, everything's good. It's all good.
And a lot of men, often you just think your husband's being a jerk.
We are. I mean, at their very best, we're jerks. I mean, that's if everything is just good, we're jerks. So, but when you had post-traumatic stress or financial problems or getting up early every morning or whatever it is, I mean, then we could really go for it. But, all right. So this book you've written is a powerful book. Now I've seen it and this, what you've done here with other people. The book is going to be out this June.
Yes.
And we're going to have you back on for that. We want to have we want to talk about, we've already got a lot of, people really interested in this. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time. We just blew through our last commercial. We're just not even going to play them so that we can get a little more in.
But I also want to share with you that, Debbie is doing a special Living in Peace with a Loved One Suffering from the Trauma of War. It's an invitation to women who would like to become better equipped to support their loved one and their family while living with the aftermath of war, learn about the gift of peace provided by God, and enjoy fellowship and support. This is Thursdays from 6:30 to 8, starting May 23rd.
Right.
So you are going to be doing, one Thursday a month?
Yes, one Thursday a month.
And that's going to be at the Mount Calvary Lutheran Church. So you can register by going detours@shasta.com.
Right.
Or they can call you.
Right. They can call me at 247-0170.
And the program is free.
The program's free, yes.
So you can just go, and I guess you're going to be talking about, forgiveness and PTSD and all of the things that are in your book.
Exactly.
What you've discovered.
Exactly. So we'll...
No, I don't mean to interrupt you on this. When you decided to put this down in a book to help other people, and you sent it off to a publisher, did you have to send it off to a lot of them, or did the first one that saw it says, oh, my God, what a time, what a great book, we need this?
I sent off the proposal to one publisher the next morning. I mean, he was in New York. I mean, they were in New York. I know they received it in the morning of one day. They brought together their publisher committee. The next morning, I got a phone call.
Okay. My friends, if you know how hard it is to get a book published.
That's a God thing right there.
If you know how hard it is to get a book published or even an article in a magazine, you know that this what the quality of this book is and how timely it is. We're talking about so many of our men and women from armed services that they come home post-traumatic stress. Yes, they get treatment. A lot of times, most of the time, the families don't. What Debbie and Randy have done, and Randy, thank you for being the experimental lab here. Is it working?
It is. I wasn't sure if I was going to make it through our marriage, even though people kept telling me to walk away, and I kept saying, no, I don't want to. I truthfully have to say I came close a number of times because I just didn't know if I could go another day in the world that had been created by PTSD. But I have to say today we have a closer, better relationship than I ever dreamed possible. We're now able to talk about things that we could never talk about. To share, Randy can share when he's having problems with PTSD, he's now comfortable and safe to be able to share that with me so that we can together, move forward. So yes, it worked. I'm just so happy that
it
did.
Wonderful to be able to have the permission where you learn to be able to really be vulnerable with each other. 8 steps to taking your life back from the contagious effects of your veteran's post-traumatic stress disorder, A Stranger in My Bed. The best to you, Debbie and Randy. We appreciate here at the KCNR family you coming on and actually sharing your testimony with us.
Now the book's going to come out in June, and we're going to have you back on again. And Randy, you know what, Randy, this is a big thing for you too. This is tough for guys.
This is huge.
But yeah. You're out. What you've done is you've just laid yourself wide open, but you've got a partner that did not take advantage of that.
She used
it as a healing.
I would have been on my third divorce or fourth divorce. I would have been on my fourth divorce and probably living in the woods right now, had it not been for Debbie and her research and a gentleman that I met in a parking lot that said, I said, "Welcome home, brother." He was wearing a hat and I recognized it. And he says, "You getting any help?" And I said, "What for?" And he grabbed me by the hand literally and took me down to, the Shasta County Vets.
Yeah.
Help office there and got me started. Well, that was the first thing. You have to realize you have a problem. You have to realize you need help. And so I was working on it hard from my side, and Debbie then just started digging in, and we helped each other as best we could.
Well, we're going to be having you back on again, and we're so proud of y'all, and thank you. And the other thing too is we thank you so much for coming to us
and helping us
and, you know, with us to help share your story, and we're going to continue doing that. And when the book comes out next month is the post-traumatic stress disorder month, and we're going to be talking a lot about with our vets and our the VA and everybody on that. But thank you so much for being here. Tomorrow, Sheriff Tom Basenko is going to join us. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. The testy U.S. relationship with Russia is about to get tested again with the expulsion of a U.S. diplomat. Fox News Radio's Jill Nato live in Washington.
Russia says U.S. Embassy staffer Ryan Fogel is persona non grata, claiming he was caught red-handed with a recruitment note made out to a Russian citizen, a large amount of cash, and products made to change a person's appearance. That letter promised up to $1 million in exchange for the Russians' long-term cooperation. No reaction from the U.S. yet, but the U.S. ambassador has been summoned by the Russian Foreign Ministry to talk about the situation. Lisa?
Thanks, Jill. An update from Afghanistan. NATO now says 3 U.S. troops were killed when their convoy hit a roadside bomb today. The initial report was 4 dead. That bombing was in Kandahar province, spiritual home of the Taliban and one of Afghanistan's most volatile regions. On Friday, he'll be on the Capitol Hill grill, but the acting head of the IRS isn't waiting to try and explain the